Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your boy, Ray Jones. Of course, you're a Tomologist. This is Black Ant 2.2. Coming live direct from Kansas City, Missouri, my hometown. Hope everybody have a good week. And the weekend is here, so please enjoy it. Just be safe about it. There's also Super Bowl Sunday coming up. I don't know if you're for the Bengals or for the Rams. I, myself, being a half-birthed Californian, I'll be going for the Rams, of course. But it's up to you. It is Super Bowl. It's the last football, professional football game of the year until next year. Next season, I should say. So just enjoy it. Enjoy the commercials, which is most people do. And completely enjoy the damn halftime show, because that's going to be off the chain for real. But we'll have to find out how real it is going to be. Okay, well, tonight on my Subject Friday, I will be talking about the late, great Hall of Famer, Whitney Houston, who yesterday had been gone from this earth for 10 years. God, time flies. She made a very extremely large impact on the music industry before her untimely death. And she won many awards. She done movies, beautiful actress, and everything else that comes with being a megastar. But in her last days or years of her life, she was known mostly for her drug use. Now, people, I know that for some people, you can't think about anything with a celebrity when they die as some kind of drug overdose or something like that. You always got to, some people tend to say, well, she couldn't defeat her demons, which is true. Her demons got the best of her. Actually, they got completely of her. And some people are really rude about it, stomping on her grave, basically, saying, well, she shouldn't be taking drugs. She should have went to rehab. She did this, she did that. I'm going to take a page out of Brandy's book about Whitney Houston. And that is to say, do you know how hard it is to be a diva 24/7? It's very hard. It really is. You got to look a certain way. You got to sound a certain way. You got to have your hair in a certain way. You got to, you know, have a sass, everything. And that takes a lot out of you. Now, I'm not making no excuses for Whitney. I'm not. Her death, to me, was devastating. And I remember where I was when I found out that she had died. I was on the road. I got up that morning to do a little transportation job that I was doing in Nebraska. I get up, turn the TV on while I was getting dressed, and there it was. Whitney Houston. Dead. Found dead in her hotel room. And she was in her tub. I was like, wow. Even now, 10 years later, and it still is like, I cannot believe that happened. I mean, she was a beautiful woman. She was just gorgeous, you know. Her voice, like somebody just came, an angel came down and just threw her pipes in. She could sing anybody underneath the damn table. I would put Whitney Houston up against any damn body. And, you know, I had a little, you know, most men, like myself, found her very attractive. And, you know, she was just a beautiful soul. And like every person on this fucking planet, she had her problems. But see, hers were magnified by 1,000. Reason being is because she was Whitney Houston. She was the, you know, the girl that grew up in the church with her mom, Thelma Houston, who was also a diva in her own right back in the 70s. And she knew how the life was to be in the spotlight all the time. And her taste in women, of course, she was married to Bobby Brown, who was a druggie in his own right. And hopefully he's straightened out now. And it was really, really sad to see how her demons really railroaded her life, the rest of her life, you know? So they, I'm just reading this off of an iPad I got in front of me here. The cause of her death was accidental drowning due to the fact that she had Xanax, Benadryl, and other medications in her system. Now, if we all know music and rock and roll, heavy metal, whatever, you know that the musicians, or the musician, has a very, very colorful past. Some of them survived it, and some met their demise. Jim Morrison, it's a whole bunch of them. And it's just, they have, all the money in the world. So you think, okay, well, they're set. Their life is grand, and stuff like that. And it may be at first, you get this big contract, you get all this money, get a big ass house, get some nice ass cars, you travel the world doing what you do for a living and everything. But it takes a toll on you. I don't give a damn how famous you are. Because as soon as you get famous, your fans are expecting you to be a certain way all the time. Now, Whitney Houston, by many means, was the greatest singer of all time. Hands fucking down. And when she first started, recording, her first song, her first album was just fantastic. She was, she could sing her ass off. Many of the divas many of the musicians, women musicians we have now have taken plays by Whitney Houston. And she has made songs about God. She's made songs that you could play in a club and dance your ass off. And she has made songs for movie soundtracks. Biggest one being, The Bodyguard and Waiting to Exhale. I love both of those movies. And she was the definition of diva, But like I said, most people in this world, we all have our fucking demons. Whether it be drugs, alcohol, both women, men, whatever. And like I said before in my last podcast, when you are famous like that, when you have money after yin yang, it's kind of hard to trust people. And Whitney Houston was the embodiment of that. Yeah, she could sing her ass off. Yeah, she's done tours and traveled all over the world, and she sang here, sang there, and she sung stuff that was inspiring, and she sung stuff that would make you just get out to see, like, oh, girl, I'm about to go dance. That's just how Whitney was. But her demons, her drug idol demons, had other plans for her. And in her last days or last years, she tried to clean herself up. She did. And it kind of reminds me of another singer that had her little demons as well. Billie Holiday. Billie Holiday was, I think she was a heroin addict, I believe. I don't know for sure. But either way, she fought the system. They had thrown her in jail. They told her she was crazy. All kinds of shit. And she, too, succumbed to her demons. Just like Whitney Houston. I remember when they were having her funeral. And everybody was there. Kevin Costner, some of her dancers, her mother, her brothers, everybody. And when they were taking her out to her gravesite, they started playing the song I Always Love You, which is one of, even though it was, sung by Dolly Parton, who actually said that Whitney did it much better than her, and that's her words, not mine. And they start playing it over the loudspeaker. I ain't gonna lie. I got misty-eyed as hell. See, there are some songs in this world that make me cry like a bitch. There are some that remind me of things that happened to me when I was younger. And there are some that I, you know, think about for when I was younger and driving around on 10 speed and stuff like that. The two biggest songs that will make me cry just like that was I Always Love You and Purple Rain. Purple Rain, I only need to hear the first chord. I'm already like, you know, the person sniffling and sneezing and crying like a little girl and everything else. But the thing is, I don't give a damn. But when it comes to Whitney Houston, she wasn't even that old. She was only 48 when she passed away. 48. I'm 46. She was 2 years older than me. Can you believe that shit? And they said in her last days her voice was not as strong as it was, probably because of the drug use. And her whole life was put on this, you know, this reality show of Bobby Whitney and something like that. And it made her look so bad. It made her look like a complete crackhead. I know y'all seen the Barbara Walters special where she's like crack as whack. And when she got on stage with Michael Jackson during his little celebration, you know, show, she was skin and fucking bones. She looked like a crackhead. And I'm sitting there looking at her like, this is Whitney Houston. What the hell's wrong with her? But it was her demons. Her fucking demons. Her demons were bigger than most people because she was a celebrity. See, I got demons too. Everybody got them. I don't give a damn how rich or how powerful, how smart, how dumb you are. There's always a demon with somebody. Whitney's was pretty big too. Because she had money. She had means. She was a celebrity. And she can get her hands on any goddamn thing. Who the hell's going to question it? It's Whitney Houston. If Whitney Houston was alive and came up to me and says, I'm having sex with you tonight. I love my wife to death. I love her. Love her. But I would go to my wife like, Whitney Houston says she won't have sex with me. Okay, I'm going to see you tomorrow, right? Peace. Come on. Not to be funny, but, you know, it's Whitney Houston. Come on. But yeah, for her to die that young is just devastating. She had so many damn more years ago. You know, she could have, I mean. And Clive Davis, the man that signed her to a contract, he tried to help her. He put her in rehab, you know, checked in on her all the time. Beautiful man. He could have been like, well, fuck Whitney Houston. No, he didn't do that. He signed her. He seen something in her that she didn't see in her fucking self. And she blew up like a goddamn star, as she was. So for her to die of an overdose or drowning from the overdose, it's a very, very stunning and horrible way to go out. Now, over the years, the last 10, there has been no chatter about about her having a movie about her. In Vegas, they have this hologram show of her playing all of her favorite hits, even though it's a hologram. They did this, Lifetime, did this stupid ass movie about her and Bobby Brown. And I'm like, when I heard it was on Lifetime, I was like, oh shit. Lifetime is basically Christian TV. And they put all these, you know, love sagas and all that bullshit on there. So I knew when I heard that, I was like, this is going to be some bullshit. And it was. Big time. And then, to add insult to a very, very bad injury, many moons later, Bobby Christina, who was Whitney Houston's only child, died. Not even a mere 4 or 5 years after her. And she died almost in the same fashion as her mother. Her little, that little son, I think he killed himself too, I don't know. But her boyfriend, Bobby Christina's boyfriend, you know, he's all like, when Whitney Houston died, he's all like, well, no, maybe y'all live together, right? She with my mom and stuff like that. I'm like, what the hell are you on? Okay. What the hell are you smoking? You know? And she died. And, you know, it was her husband, actually. They divorced. But she died. She was found in a swimming pool. And she was on life support for a very, very long time. And she finally succumbed to it. They took the machines off her and she died. And I put something on Facebook. It was a picture of Whitney and Bobby Christina. And I said, Whitney, your baby could not live without you. She just could not bear it. She could not bear to be away from you that much longer. She loved you so much that she killed herself to be near you. It was a very, very sad day. And, you know, she was a very young girl. Not even in her, she was still in her early 20s, maybe. I don't know for sure. But some people will bring up the fact that when Whitney Houston's name is, you know, said, first thing anybody thinks about is her drug abuse. She was a druggie. You know, she took cocaine. She smoked weed. No, that type of shit. But when I think of Whitney Houston, I think about her as this young girl on this album cover, dressed in a little, you know, dress and everything, hair slicked back, saving all my love for you. Over the years, you know, I'm your baby tonight, queen of the night. I'll always love you. But one song stands out to me. And I think of it every single time. And you'll be surprised by this because I'm surprised by it. I actually love this song. It's the song, It's Not Right. I know y'all probably seen the video. She's all decked in leather, you know, dress. And she got her hair kind of cut, crop cut and everything. And she got a glove on one hand like she's about to whoop somebody's ass. And she's singing like, you know, saw your credit card receipt. I mean, real women's anthem song. The first time I heard it, I shit you not, I was like, damn, Whitney, okay, it's like that, okay, bet. So tell these women how to fucking do this shit. You know, I was like, damn. And then I seen the video, and I was like, oh, okay, hey, she got a fucking leather vest on, what the hell? Oh, man, Whitney going all Chaka Khan on us. And, but I love that song. Every time I hear it, I'm like, oh, I gotta turn this up real quick, you know. And it's kind of weird when you're driving and, you know, I'm a man, you know, I'm all supposed to be all tough, and, you know, shit like that. And then the song from Whitney Houston about, you know, men cheating on women and shit comes on, all like, it's not right, but it's okay. Got a lot of looks. But you know what? It's Whitney Houston. I didn't give a shit. And, you know, I was really, you know, like, into it, you know. And she was, like I said, she was a very attractive woman. So then when she did movies like The Bodyguard and Waiting to Exhale, man. I'm sitting up here looking at, thinking about this movie. I'm all like, you mean to tell me that you didn't want to get with Whitney Houston? Seriously? She was a, you know, she was a working lady in the movie. Which is fine. Nothing wrong with that. But she was fine as hell. I'm like, man, it's Whitney Houston. Oh, man. Oh, true. But ladies and gentlemen, I guess what I'm trying to say is that there's a lot of women singers now. Actually, there's been women singers. And the younger ones now, they use a lot of body parts to sell their songs. They use a lot of their body to sell records. Sorry to say, but hey, called Spade to Spade. And some of them, and don't get me wrong, there are some talented ones, but there's also some that ain't got no talent worth a damn that really should not be grabbing a microphone or anything else. Just my opinion. So when Whitney Houston passed away, I was like, well, music is about to start sucking now. And I mean, yeah, there are some that are still pretty good. You know, women, most women will point out, well, Beyonce, the queen, the king, queen bee, and all that type of stuff. Yeah, okay, that's fine and dandy. That's your opinion. But for me, I'm an 80s kid. And Whitney Houston, to me at least, was a Beyonce of the 1980s and 90s. You know, she made anthems about men fucking around. She made songs about being lonely and depressed and everything and, you know, all kinds of shit. And everybody else is just playing catch up. Well, she actually got inducted into the Hall of Fame a few years ago. I was like, it's about goddamn time. So I was like, whoa, they're putting Whitney Houston finally in the damn, you know, because I know how the Hall of Fame works. And I know that they, you know, they said you got to make your first album 25 years before you are even eligible to go into the Hall of Fame. But when she went in, I was so happy about that. She should have went in the year she died. I think it was like a couple of years after that. So, but either way, she's in there now. And God knows that's where she needs to be. But, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm trying to get at is this. People are going to make their opinions about Whitney Houston and her demons. And they're going to say that little piece under their breath, saying that she wasn't that good of a singer and she was full of it and everything else, which I say is totally in your right. But from my point of view, that's all bullshit. Completely. Whitney Houston was probably, if not the best singer, woman singer I've ever seen. She did shit with her voice that you look at it like, how in the hell does she do that? You know. But she is, she's in a better place now. She is. And, she can sing with the angels. She's been doing it now for 10 years. And anyone that can think about the bad shit about her and not think about the good stuff, then you didn't like her to begin with. I loved a woman myself. I think she was the most talented singer I've ever seen. And I'm not saying that just because, you know, I'm, you know, riding coattails and stuff like that. No. I'm saying this as a gospel damn proof. She was a great lady. She was. And it's kind of hard to believe it's been 10 years already. But that too is what demons do. They rob people of their lives way before they're supposed to be dead. Whitney Houston shouldn't have died the way she did. She shouldn't have. She should have died in a fucking bathtub, drowning, and being found to have all the sudden her system. Shouldn't have happened that way. But it did. Because it's kind of sort of like Michael Jackson. He was laying in his bed dead as well. And when my mom called me and told me about him dying, you knew that he was a very universal person. My mother was like in her late 60s when she told me that shit. And I'm like, are you serious? He's like, yeah, he had a heart attack, you know. That's which we all turn out to know that it turned out to be an overdose or murder, basically. But see, that's what demons do. They take away the talented people of this world way before they're supposed to be gone. they take the work they leave behind is what we have to hold on to, because the person that made it is no longer here. And we can reminisce, we can, you know, think about things way back just by listening to one song or many. And we can, you know, keep the good spirit of that person alive and fuck all the bad shit that happened to them before they died. That's all we can do. That's how you honor somebody. So to Whitney Houston's family, you still have my condolences. I know 10 years have passed and you're probably moved on, but I know it still hurts around this time of year. And like I said, she's in a better place. She's in no more pain, no more demons to haunt her and everything else. She's good. She's got her wings, got her halo. Probably singing high notes as we speak. And she has Bobby Christina, so she's fine. She really is. But for us here on the blue ball of pain, we still miss you. I still miss you. You know, they play music by you all the time on the radio. And I listen to it, I'm just like, damn, I can't believe she's gone. It was just that devastating. It was just like a part of my childhood just fell into the damn coffin with her. Sort of like Michael Jackson. When he died, I was like, my whole damn childhood just went straight in the casket with him. Same thing with Prince. Same thing with anybody that I grew up watching. So, and I can't even finish because I'm just sitting here just thinking about that. I cannot believe it's been 10 years. I can't. Time flies and all the bullshit that's been going on, it can fly by pretty fast. And I did not know it was the anniversary of her death until I watched Entertainment Tonight, if you can believe that shit. But ladies and gentlemen, if you were a fan, or still as a fan, of Whitney Houston, her death, her anniversary of her death was yesterday. So next time you get in your car, you know, you're on, try to get in touch with a radio station to request something, or, you know, you got a CD or MP3 or whatever kind of threes they have these days, play something by Whitney Houston. Show your respect. Tell her, hey, Whitney, this is for you, baby. I love you. Or whatever. Because God knows she could not help what happened to her. The demon was too damn strong for her. And she succumbed to it. And just because she did all that before she died does not mean that her legacy is tarnished. It's not. Better yet, I'm thinking that it's probably bigger now than it was when she was alive. You know how they say that you're probably, you know, you're more worth more alive or more dead than alive? That's Whitney Houston. But she's worth it no matter what to me. And I miss her every day. I miss her music. I miss her talking on, you know, TV or radio or something, you know. But she left a lot of stuff behind. So her memory will never fade out as long as her music is here. And that's any artist that has passed away. So to you, Whitney Houston, my beautiful, beautiful angel, please continue to rest in peace. I will finally meet you one day. And I will tell you this again, that, you know, you were a beautiful, beautiful soul. And your music was very inspiring, very touching, and then sometimes a little bit badass. She'll probably giggle on that one. At least I hope she does. But folks, that is my word for tonight. So with that being said, this is your boy, Virgil 4T, Black Hand 2.2. Please join me next time when I talk about something you may or may not like, and I will see you guys down the road. Good night, America, wherever you are. And Whitney, sweetheart, I love and miss you. And I will play some type of song by you when I get a chance. Just to keep your word, your name out there. And you continue to rest. You born and deserved it. You guys have a nice weekend. Go Rams. Peace.